Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at some recent topics from The Juice.
So where should we start?
Let's begin with dogs. There's a piece about a study looking at their environmental effects.
Ah, yes, the bad dog study. It's interesting because we don't often think about pets this way.
Right. It found that, in Australia at least, dogs accounted for more wildlife kills than cats did, percentage-wise. Around 62% for dogs, I think?
Yeah, versus 47% for cats. And dogs tended to go after larger species, too.
And it wasn't just about hunting. Even dog waste in parks and forests here in the U.S. can apparently deter native animals.
Like deer, foxes, even bobcats. They avoid areas where dogs have, you know, left their mark.
Then there's the dog food industry. That was kind of staggering.
Oh, definitely. The greenhouse gas emissions connected to it reportedly double the entire U.K.'s annual emissions.
Wow. Double the UK. That's huge.
It really is. And the study also mentioned that, well, not many owners, maybe only 12 to 16%, said they'd pay extra for sustainable dog food.
So a potential discussion point for you listening might be, you know, what are our responsibilities as pet owners when it comes to the environment?
That's a good one. Okay, what else was on the juice?
Drones. Specifically drones on Mount Everest.
Ah, yeah, using them to ferry supplies up the mountain. Equipment, food, medicine.
Basically making things safer, reducing the load for climbers, and especially the Sherpa guides. Climbing Everest is incredibly dangerous.
Absolutely. The statistic is something like 1 in 100 climbers don't make it back down. Oxygen issues, exhaustion, falls.
And drones seem to have advantages over helicopters up there.
They do. More efficient, can fly higher, use less fuel. One Sherpa, Dishering Sherpa, was quoted saying it makes their vital work safer, faster, and more efficient.
Safer, faster, right? And they're even looking at using them for hauling garbage off the mountain, too.
Yeah, and potentially helping the icefall doctors maintain those ladder bridges. Lots of potential uses.
So maybe a question for kids could be, what other new or helpful ways could drones be used? Thinking outside the box.
Good idea.
Okay, next.
Next up, a new story concerning a Wisconsin judge, Hannah Dugan. She's facing charges.
Right, for allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, avoid IC agents right there in her courtroom.
The allegation is she directed him to a side exit after he appeared for something else entirely.
And the reaction has been pretty divided, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Some in the legal community, Democrats too, are calling it potential government overreach, but the FBI stated it increased public danger.
The judge's argument seems to center on needing a judicial warrant, not just an administrative one, in her courtroom.
And the Milwaukee mayor worried it might make people scared to even show up for court.
Her attorney said she wholeheartedly regrets and protests her arrest. There were protesters, too. Free the judge now,
was
the chant, I think. She's been released and has an arraignment coming up.
Definitely raises questions. Maybe a discussion topic could be around accountability for public officials. How should that work?
That's a complex one. Okay, shifting gears. There was also a quote of the day.
Ah, from Akira Kurosawa, the Japanese filmmaker.
Man is a genius when he is dreaming.
Kurosawa was incredibly influential, wasn't he? Seven Samurai, Rashomon, known for really innovative storytelling.
Multiple perspective. Stories not always told in a straight line. Won lots of awards.
Yeah, even named Asian of the Century in one poll that, quote, man is a genius when he is dreaming.
It could spark a chat about imagination, right? The role of dreams and creativity.
Definitely food for thought. What about the adventurers?
Ah, the Scottish brothers. Rowing across the Pacific, that's quite an undertaking.
Incredible. Three brothers rowing from Peru to Australia, that's what, 9,000 miles? Nonstop and unsupported. They already rowed the Atlantic back in 2020, broke a record then. Now they're trying to be the fastest across the Pacific. Over 120 days, they reckon.
And it's for a cause, too.
Right, raising £1 million for clean water projects in Madagascar. They even named the boat Rose Emily after their mother's baby girl who passed away.
Wow, just rowing in shifts, sleeping in shifts, aiming for Sydney by August. One of them, Lachlan, said he's just happier on the water.
Amazing dedication. So for parents and teachers, maybe a discussion about choosing causes to support. How do you decide what's worth that kind of effort?
Good question. And finally, let's touch on the NFL draft.
Right. Always a lot of buzz, especially around quarterbacks this year.
Cam Ward went first overall to the Titans, as expected by some. But then Jacksonville made a big trade, didn't they?
Yeah, moving up for Travis Hunter from Colorado at number 2. He's that really versatile player, plays both ways. That was a bit of a surprise.
But the big story seemed to be Shedeur Sanders.
Definitely. Yeah. Coach Prime's son, widely expected to be a top QB pick, maybe even first round, and he just kept sliding.
Yeah, a lot of speculation about why. Did the connection to his dad hurt or help? Analysts like Stephen A. Smith were pretty vocal about their surprise, even criticism.
He eventually got picked, but way down in the 5th round by the Cleveland Browns, pick 144. 5 other QBs went before him.
Quite a drop from expectations. His reaction.
Pretty measured, seems like. Said he was just thankful for the opportunity.
So, a discussion point there could be about handling challenges or, you know, when things don't go as expected. How do you deal with that? What do you learn?
That's a universal experience, isn't it? Facing setbacks.
It really is. So that gives you a sense of the variety of topics students might be encountering on The Juice lately.
From dog food footprints to Everest drones, court cases, Pacific Rose, and draft day drama. It's quite a mix.
So thanks for joining us.
And we'll see you next time.
For another deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.